A devotion for Maundy Thursday. A Servant King. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. John 13, verses 14 to 15. If we are to do what Jesus did, then it raises the question, what did he do? Earlier in the chapter, John tells us that he loved his disciples to the end. That night he stooped low, and his hands washed feet with water. But his love did not end there. The next day he washed souls with his blood on Calvary's cross. He didn't just handle his disciples' feet, but in a far greater display of love, Jesus handled the world's sin, every last one, including every one of yours. That night he poured wine, and giving it to them, he said, "This is my blood." But his love did not end there. The next day he poured that blood out on the cross to show just how much he loves you. Jesus, the all-powerful Son of God and our King, didn't need to think twice about setting aside the use of that power to wash feet, to suffer death for you. It almost seems foolish, but it's what he needed to do to save you and make you God's child. And that is what you are now because Jesus is your servant King. Now do as he has done for you. You see, those who realize their exalted state before God have no problem leaving it behind before people. What does that look like? It's when your spouse hurts you, but you refuse to scold them because you know it will hurt their feelings. Instead, you say, "I forgive you," then treat them as forgiven. It's seeing someone who longs for fellowship, even if they are a little different from the norm, and offering them a conversation and community. I know a college girl whose grandma had a foot infection that she couldn't reach down low enough to treat. Doing as Jesus did is that girl going twice a week to clean grandma's foot without complaint. That's what it looks like, to be servants of the servant King. We pray. Dear Jesus, though true God, you stooped down to wash the disciples' feet and to wash our sins away by your cross. Give me your heart to serve the people you place into my life today. Amen.